Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. Master IELTS speaking, tips for describing a competition experience. Are you preparing for the IELTS speaking test and wondering how to effectively describe a time you were involved in a competition? This comprehensive guide will provide you with valuable tips, sample answers, and key vocabulary to help you excel in this common IELTS speaking topic. Whether you're aiming for a high band score or simply want to improve your English speaking skills, these strategies will boost your confidence and performance. Understanding the IELTS speaking test structure. Before diving into the specific topic of describing a competition, let's briefly review the structure of the IELTS speaking test. Part 1. Introduction and interview, 4 to 5 minutes. Part 2. Individual long turn, 3 to 4 minutes. Part 3. Two-way discussion, 4 to 5 minutes. Now, let's explore how to tackle questions related to competitions in each part of the test. Part 1. Introduction and interview. In this section, the examiner may ask general questions about competitions. Here are some possible questions and sample answers. Question: Do you enjoy participating in competitions? Sample answer: Absolutely. I find competitions exhilarating. They push me to perform at my best and provide an excellent opportunity to measure my skills against others. Whether it's a sports tournament or an academic contest, I always feel a rush of excitement when competing. Question: What was the last competition you took part in? Sample answer: The last competition I participated in was a local photography contest held in my city about 6 months ago. It was themed urban life and challenged participants to capture the essence of city living through their lenses. It was a fantastic experience that really pushed my creative boundaries. Part 2. Individual long turn. In this section, you might receive a cue card related to a competition experience. Here's a sample cue card and response. Cue card: Describe a time when you were involved in a competition. You should say what the competition was, when and where it took place, who else was involved, and explain how you felt about the experience. Sample answer: I'd like to talk about a memorable debate competition I participated in during my final year of university. This prestigious event took place at the National Debating Championship held in London about 2 years ago. The competition spanned 3 days and brought together top debating teams from universities across the country. My team consisted of 3 members, including myself, and we had spent months preparing for this event. We were up against some formidable opponents from renowned institutions, which added to the excitement and pressure. The format of the debates was intense, with each round focusing on a different contemporary issue. We had to argue both for and against various topics, ranging from environmental policies to economic reforms. This really tested our ability to think on our feet and present compelling arguments. What made this experience particularly thrilling was the level of engagement from the audience and the judges. Their probing questions and insightful feedback pushed us to refine our arguments and presentation skills continuously. Although we didn't win the overall championship, we did make it to the semifinals, which was a significant achievement for our university. The experience was incredibly rewarding on multiple levels. It boosted my confidence in public speaking, enhanced my critical thinking skills, and taught me the importance of teamwork under pressure. Looking back, I feel a sense of pride and accomplishment. The competition was challenging, yet exhilarating, and it left me with valuable skills and memories that I still cherish today. It also ignited a passion for debating that I've continued to pursue in my professional life. Follow-up questions. How did you prepare for the competition? What was the most challenging aspect of the competition? How did this experience impact your future goals? Part 3. Two-way discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to competitions. Here are some possible questions and sample answers. Question: Do you think competition is necessary for progress in society? Sample answer: I firmly believe that competition plays a crucial role in driving progress within society. It acts as a catalyst for innovation and pushes individuals and organizations to constantly improve and evolve. In the business world, for instance, competition encourages companies to develop better products and services, ultimately benefiting consumers. Similarly, in academia, competitive research grants often lead to groundbreaking discoveries. However, it's important to strike a balance. While healthy competition can be motivating, excessive competitiveness might lead to stress and unethical behavior. Therefore, I think the key is to foster an environment where competition coexists with collaboration, ensuring that progress is made without compromising social values or individual well-being. Question: How has the nature of competition changed with the advent of technology? Sample answer: Technology has fundamentally transformed the landscape of competition in numerous ways. Firstly, it has globalized competition, allowing individuals and businesses to compete on an international scale more easily than ever before. This has both broadened opportunities and intensified competition across various fields. Moreover, technology has accelerated the pace of competition. With rapid information sharing and digital platforms, competitors can quickly adapt and respond to changes, making it crucial to stay ahead of the curve. This has led to a more dynamic and fast-paced competitive environment. Another significant change is the emergence of new forms of competition. For instance, esports and online coding competitions have created entirely new arenas for competitive pursuits. Additionally, social media and online platforms have introduced new ways to measure success, such as follower counts or viral content, adding another dimension to how we perceive competition. However, this technological shift also presents challenges. The digital divide means that not everyone has equal access to these new competitive arenas, potentially exacerbating existing inequalities. Furthermore, the constant connectivity enabled by technology can lead to burnout, as the pressure to compete never truly subsides. In conclusion, while technology has undoubtedly expanded the scope and intensity of competition, it's crucial to approach these changes mindfully, ensuring that we harness the benefits of technological progress without losing sight of human well-being and ethical considerations. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To elevate your responses and aim for a high band score, incorporate these sophisticated words and phrases: exhilarating, ziller, adge, causing strong feelings of excitement and happiness. Example: The competition was an exhilarating experience that pushed me to my limits. Formidable, inspiring fear or respect through being impressively large, powerful, intense, or capable. Example: We faced formidable opponents from top universities across the country. To think on one's feet. Idiom: To react quickly and effectively to an unexpected challenge. Example: The debate format required us to think on our feet and adapt our arguments rapidly. Thrilling: Extremely exciting or stimulating. Example: The atmosphere during the final round was absolutely thrilling. To ignite a passion. Phrase: To spark a strong interest or enthusiasm for something. Example: This competition ignited a passion for public speaking that I continue to pursue. Catalyst: N, a person or thing that precipitates an event or change. Example: Competition often acts as a catalyst for innovation in various fields. To strike a balance. Idiom: To find a satisfactory compromise between two opposing things. Example: It's crucial to strike a balance between healthy competition and collaboration. Tips from an IELTS speaking examiner. Practice regularly. Engage in mock competitions or debates to improve your ability to think quickly and articulate your thoughts clearly. Expand your vocabulary. Learn and use sophisticated words and phrases related to competition, success, and personal growth. Develop your ideas. Don't just state facts, explain your thoughts, and provide reasons for your opinions. Use personal experiences. Whenever possible, relate your answers to real-life experiences to make your responses more authentic and engaging. Stay informed. Keep up with current events and debates about competition in various fields to provide relevant examples in your responses. Work on fluency. Practice speaking at length without long pauses or hesitations, especially for the Part 2 long turn. Listen carefully, pay close attention to the examiner's questions, and address all parts of multi-part questions in your responses. By following these tips and incorporating the provided vocabulary and sample answers, you'll be well prepared to discuss competitions in your IELTS speaking test. Remember, the key to success is not just knowing what to say, but how to say it confidently and eloquently. Good luck with your IELTS preparation. For more IELTS speaking tips, Check out our guides on how to describe a time you had to wait for something important and how to describe a disagreement with a coworker. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.